something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT.
Andrew tries some relaxation exercises.
I'm gonna hope the nature brings some hits back into Gino's head.
Plus, we dip into the mailbag. That's all coming up right now on TNT. Laramie, I'm so friggin' glad you're home. How was your weekend in Club Monaco?
Andrea, I went to Monaco, not Club Monaco.
What's the friggin' difference?
Oh, you wanna be with you.
Oh, I missed them.
Jet lag. Jet lag for Monaco. Moneybags Lair.
Oh, Laramie, I had the most stressful friggin' day at work. There were packages everywhere, addresses falling off. You know Jason from the sort room?
Yeah.
He's friggin' rubbing right on my last nerve. How is friggin' Club Monaco anyways?
I said it's Monaco, not Club Monaco. Monaco's a place. It's beautiful. It's near France.
But don't you have to be part of a club because it's right exclusive to get in there?
It's fantastic. My parents have a place there. I took the private jet there. There was all these fancy poker tournaments and gold limousines and supermodels and anyway.
Sounds right boring, especially with a flight that long. My legs get crampy and I have to get up and walk up and down the aisles, make eye contact with babies and stuff while they're feeding. It's right embarrassing.
Well, anyway, I was on the flight and you know in that Sky Mall magazine, they had one of those on the plane.
I freaking love that when they have like ramps for dogs to get on your bed and that.
Yeah, or like a submarine for your pool.
Yeah, or it's like it looks like a globe, but it's actually like a water gun.
Yeah, or like the inflatable houses where you can actually live in them.
Yeah, or like a carton of milk, but it's friggin' phone.
Yeah, but and I got it. So look, I got this rock with a speaker in it.
Gway.
Yeah, but it's got all these like cool, tranquil sounds from around the world.
Gway.
I'm not kidding.
Why, it's such a stressful day at work. Maybe some of those sounds would be right soothing for me, would they?
Well, try this one. This is nice.
Sit on the couch and put my head in your lap right quick, and we'll do a relaxation exercise.
No, don't get off of me. Hey, listen. We're in the Caribbean. Hear the dolphins?
Dolphins?
Yeah.
That's not friggin' relaxing. Did I ever tell you what happened to my Uncle Trent?
What happened?
He got friggin' dock-dicked by a dolphin and fucking pinned him against the dock, and he couldn't get out, and I was trying to pull him, but he was right scorched, and even though he was slippery, the dolphin wouldn't stop having its way with him.
Are you
that's
kidding me?
That's not relaxing, Laramie. I mean, that's scary.
Sorry. Pinned him against the dock.
Hey, Doc dicked him right in front of my eyes. It was bracelet day, so we got to do any kinds of water sports. I was like, that's not a sport I'm interested in participating in. Them dolphins are pervy.
Wow, well,
I was like, that's not a dorsal. I was like, that's not the flipper I remember.
Okay, well, maybe you like this one. That's this next one here.
I was like, are you doll finished, Buck?
The jungle. How about the jungle? Pretend we're in a...
Laramie, did I never freaking tell you about the time I got those bananas that had the spider in them?
What
I'm right scared of spiders. That's not soothing. That's making me right upset.
Pretend we're up in a net where there's no... The bugs can't get us.
Why do you have to say the word Annette? I ever tell you about the girl in high school who gave me such a hard time? Her name was Annette. Yeah, if you're trying to calm me down, relax me, Laramie, you're not doing a very good job. You're three for three, getting me upset.
Jeez. All right, okay.
Like my heart's precipitating. What's the word for it? My heart's precipitating right fast.
Okay, relax. How about if it was like there's no insects, but it's like a kind of a deeper jungle where we're high up and away from the ground.
What if it was like Jungle Jim's Eatery, where they have the chicken fingers in the shape of animals?
Yeah, pretend we're at, like, Rainforest Cafe.
Okay.
And there's going to be...
Oh, my heart's going right fast. It's precipitating again because of the prices they have there. You pay
$18
for freaking chicken fingers there.
Okay, how about this one? There's another one here. The soothing outdoor rain in the storm.
Did I ever tell you about the time my Aunt Kathleen drowned in the rain? She fell asleep with her mouth open on her back. Woke up during a rainstorm gagging on rain. And we lost her. Sometimes you can be so insensitive, Laramie.
She died?
Yes, she died gagging on rain. She's a rain gagger.
Thorn, listen to this thunder.
Oh, thunder, that's supposed to soothe me? Didn't I ever tell you about the time when I was a kid and I went to the circus and there was thunder and lightning and a camel jumped in my face? The thunder gave it a start.
A camel?
Yeah. I was just looking right close at him because I'd never seen anything that interesting close up.
Did you know my parents own the Elmville Zoo for a time?
You get out of here.
Yeah.
The one with the bobcat?
No, there was like, yeah, there's two cats, a couple snakes, and there was like a poster of a gorilla.
When I first moved to Mississauga, I used to go to that zoo on the weekend, and I befriended a bobcat, and it's like my only friend I had up in the six. I guess technically it's the five, but anyways. I told that bobcat my deepest, darkest secrets, and I always said, will you just help me show me a sign that I'm going to meet the right roommate, and then I'll settle in, and life will be right perfect?
Andrew, check out this cool base I got that's carved from this ancient tree.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me stop spilling my guts out on you and so I can listen to this thing that you bought with all your extra money on the Sky Malls.
No, I mean, look at how cool it's engraved and everything. It's all, like, almost magic.
Laramie, sometimes I think you pretend you're right deep, but the truth is there's not much below the surface.
What do you mean? You know how much this base cost?
Okay. I'm going to go run a bath, and I'm going to put on my bunny slippers, and I'm going to put on my onesie that looks like a unicorn, and I'm just going to have some me time.
Okay, Andrea. Laramie's jet-lagged personality.
I know you don't watch The Bachelor.
No.
But on The Bachelor this season, they do group dates sometimes where a group of women go out on a date with the dude, right?
Like, so that show, everybody's just mixing it up all the time.
No, not all the time. I won't bore you with the,
No, but do they get into things? Like they date on the sideies?
Oh, yeah.
So everyone's hooking up with everybody?
Well, there's not everybody. There's one dude, or if it's The Bachelorette, there's one woman. But yeah,
they're hooking up with everybody?
There's a lot of necking, I'll tell you that for free.
Jeez.
So the interesting thing is, this year, they go on a group date, and there's this one woman named Annalise, incidentally, who on the Crash Derby, Smash 'Em Up Derby date,
yeah,
is very distraught, and she reveals that as a child, she had a traumatic experience on the bumper cars. All right. So she wasn't able to participate because she was really upset. And so the guy goes over and says, hey, what's wrong? And all the other gals get jealous because Annalise actually ends up getting some extra one-on-one time with her as he consoles her. So then the next week, they had a date where they were playing with puppies, like a whole group of women playing with puppies.
Yeah.
And she gets really upset because she had a traumatic experience with a dog as a kid. And everyone's like, come on, you're hauling out another traumatic experience.
Oh, no.
That's what Andrea was like this week.
Yeah.
Everything that Laramie did to try to soothe and console her
turned into a traumatic event from
her
childhood.
Maybe she was just trying to get some extra one-on-one time with the Lair Bear.
So I got three dogs here right now in the house.
Who are the other dogs? What are their names, please?
Marshall and Leon.
Leon's a good dog name.
Leon's a happening Pomeranian.
And what's Marshall?
And Marshall's kind of like Hank. Kind of like Henry.
Little Mac?
A little bit bigger, maybe. But that kind of vibe. Henry vibe.
Hank's
sure.
4 pounds.
What's that?
Hank is 4 pounds.
Yeah, so bigger. Probably like double weight of that. So,
how's Rebel doing with friends?
Well, he's just like jumping up and down and sniffing them like crazy. Like can't stop. Like how many times you got to sniff a dog's asshole without, like, it smells the same, I'm sure, every time. Why do you got to get right in there or the other, you know, got to sniff their wiener?
Does he?
Get right in where they pissed. Got to smell it.
Come on. Piss.
And you see this domination happening. One of them pisses somewhere outside. The other one pisses on top of it. So, yeah.
Well, it's like reading the paper for dogs, remember?
Yeah, it's the hierarchy. Reading the paper?
Yeah. If a dog pees on a pole, then the next dog that comes along gets to read the paper by smelling the pee.
Well, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. There's an encyclopedia in this house all over the place.
So was there a smackdown where they figured out which dog was in charge? Well,
Marshall's been getting it on with with Rebel from day one. Like, he's not feeling, like, the puppy jumping up and down thing. So he'll, like, you know, growl at him and pretend to bite him, but not bite him.
Warning signs.
Big time, for sure.
So does Rebel get it or not really?
Well, he's been fine. Like, it started from them not being near each other ever to yesterday they're actually, like, sleeping, touching each other in the same little padded mat hang.
So friends of yours have gone away and your dog's sitting.
Yeah, my Lisa's good buds have gone to a tropical paradise for a few weeks.
How nice is that? Yeah. For a few weeks?
Well, yeah, and I think we're sharing the dog with another person, so this is like the last week or something of the 3 weeks, something like that. So, yeah. They're good dogs. It's interesting. I thought it was going to be a gong show in here, but it's not at all. It's been fine.
So everyone else is just chilling.
Yeah.
Are the two other dogs, like, they live together?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
They live together full time.
Yeah, so they're used to each other. Rebel's just a new one in the mix.
Yes. No. So they're two adults, and Rebel's just, like, 7 months old, going crazy. But he's cool.
Is he 7 months old already?
Yeah.
Bananas.
Isn't that crazy how they... And he's full time. Full grown, and he does a lot of sniffing of whatnot.
Does he ever sniff you?
Obviously hasn't been fixed yet, so he's got that going on too.
Ah.
He's starting to get horny.
When are you going to do that?
He doesn't like fire on your leg or nothing or try and hump anything, really.
Once he doesn't?
He'll hop on Lisa's leg for a minute, but that's about it. Not much. But I don't want that to keep on going.
So when do you do that?
I think it's around 7-8 months to a year.
Right.
Is when you do it.
Going in for the horn operation.
Yeah, or else I don't want him to start loading on stuff. How greasy is that?
Oh my gosh.
Remember when I was a kid, there was a guy's dog and it would load on stuff.
Come on.
Yeah. Start humping a boot and then load on it.
So, I that begs so many questions.
It's just fucking gross is what it is.
Well, how would you watch long enough to see the conclusion? No, it's like,
well, how long are you going to let that dog hump the boot? Oh, don't worry about it. And then, oh, that's why, because you're like, you could be sitting on the rug playing Nintendo and you look and the dog's over in the corner humping the boot.
What kind of
boot
was it?
By the end of it, there's like just load on the boot and the dog's gone.
What kind of boot was it? Like a rubber boot?
Anything. I don't know. It could have been a jacket or a freaking, I don't know, a...
Roots boots?
A used cast.
It was kangaroo sneakers with the pocket on the side and the zipper?
A cast, like all signed.
Oh my gosh.
Like what kind of ridiculous items... If you saw a dog doing that too, like, just it's too much.
Like barbecue tongs?
Yeah, like you see. No, how's that possible?
It's got to be something. I don't know. You said what kind of ridiculous item.
Well, because I'm telling you, though, good. Like, there's a little sheep that's, I guess, that used to be Annalise's, is like a stuffed sheep. And it's kind of like got the arms and legs. It's like long. It's not like a little sheep with little legs. It's kind of like a doll style, old school. So the dog has claimed it, but I've seen the dog like humping it for like that's.
Aw, that's romantic.
Well, yeah, and it drags it around, and like this is my scene. This is how I do it. Check this out. But only with that sheep.
Well, that's nice. He's monogamous.
I guess. Well, I don't even think it's that. He's just like, well. This is the best surface in which to fire off onto, or whatever, pretend fire off.
Does he do it in front of your family?
Yeah, he doesn't care. Dogs don't understand. It's like...
Check it out.
Yeah, it's like when... Well, I don't know. You've seen kids in parks when they're, you know, rubbing against a pole thinking it's no big deal.
No?
Just because it feels good. What do you mean, no?
Please
well, you
explain.
Don't have boys.
I've never seen that.
Well, they don't understand. Like, if they get, like, any kind of arousal, they don't get it. So they'll be like, hey, this is all right.
I don't I don't have any recollection.
5-year-old boner? No big deal. Just like, hey, what's going on there? Watching SpongeBob?
What?
No, I'm saying when you're a kid, like, it's there. Eventually you're going to start fucking playing with anything. Like, it's, I'm not saying, like, having a wank or nothing, but just, you know, touching it when... And going, hey, what's going on there? That's different.
For a moment, I thought you meant there was some connection between SpongeBob.
Oh, yeah. No. I was saying like little kids just sitting on the couch.
Right. It doesn't matter what they're doing is what you mean.
Yeah, just, yeah.
Wow.
Watching SpongeBob or...
Well, I was like, a sponge, because why a sponge? But that's not what you meant.
No. Yeah, I know. That's why I was like, what the hell?
Crazy.
Anyway, what the hell's going on? Where are we going here? You want to play another game with, or do another bit here?
Sure. Do you?
Sure.
What episode is this, by the way?
133.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's not nothing.
We're almost getting into the music era again.
Holy cow. Oh, can you imagine we start playing songs from 1934?
Like that style, the music from the silent era films?
Oh, we missed our chance to play like flapper music. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, the 20s.
That was the 20s, right?
Yeah, now it's like the big bands are starting to roar, like the 30s.
Well, that might be fun to get into that stuff.
Well, there's not a lot available unless it's like, I think there's like Charles Baum Orchestra or something like that. That would probably...
I'm in. I bet the people would love to hear that.
Yeah.
Hey, later in the show, we're going to take some questions because we asked the people for questions and people sent in some great ones. It's also time, one of the questions reminded me, to start thinking about what our plan is for our 150th episode.
Yeah, we can do the thing later, the next bit, but let's talk about that. What should we do? And obviously another event where we're together somewhere.
I think so.
Yeah.
Should we solicit pitches?
To where to have it?
What, yeah.
Like 150th Butthouse?
Yeah, it sure worked with Andrew and with Mike the Bot, of course.
Yeah.
Andrew Axi hosted our 50th, as you might recall,
yeah,
at his place.
And Mike
Total
DeBod,
Bud.
100th,
yeah,
at his wonderful condo.
So hashtag TNT150. What is your suggestion for where we should go and why?
Yeah.
And what you're willing to do.
To get us there.
To get us there, because that might be the balance maker, the difference tipper.
Yeah, like if you want to get nuts... Let's get nuts.
What's going on, Big Nuts?
What's going on, Big Nuts?
I want to do those guys again. And someone else, some of our buds from Brewing and Company, Northern Ontario Brewing
Bose?
Company.
Bose?
No. Northern Ontario Brewing. There it is.
Northern Ontario Brewing Company. I thought you were talking about... Because the Bose bod came to the... 100th episode.
Oh, yeah. He's a turbo bud for sure.
Yeah.
But this from Northern New Ontario Brewing. Everyone at the brewery would like to see a return of Is It Windy Where You're At? Which is actually pretty timely because it's going down to minus 29 tonight and minus 30 tomorrow, and it is windy.
It is.
So maybe we should do that in the next segment, too.
It's not at all here.
What is it?
Of wind. Cold. Like minus 18.
Yikers Island. I finished my rap project. Did I tell you about the rap project with the elementary school children?
Yeah.
My sister-in-law, Donna,
I love that.
Teaches grade 4, 5. And so the grade 4 and 5 students at the girls' school, they got in pairs and groups of 3 and they wrote raps. And I found some clean beats, which was no easy feat because most of the beats have names like, you know, I'm going to F you up. So I found some clean beats for the kids and they wrote rap songs and you write about what you know. So sometimes it was about hockey and sometimes it was about dogs and some were kind of boast raps and some were heavier. But what a cool experience to see them dive in and take a project like this really seriously.
Yeah, I love that. That's great.
So the grand prize is the winning group. I'm going to get a music video made for them.
Swank.
So they're going to have a music video of their rap. And it was a tough decision, but there were 5 groups that were chosen to be like all kind of special mentions, and they all get to perform in the spring talent show. So there you go.
I love that.
I love spending time with the kids because it makes you feel better about the future.
Yeah, no, nice one. I love the that and the car deal that you were doing with the commercials.
Yeah, that went really well too.
Just burling in the community there, bud.
Well, it's fun during what is typically kind of a quiet time, like November to February, to get a chance to do some of these things. And my sister-in-law Donna is one of those dynamite teachers. And every time I spend time in a classroom, I think, man, teachers, we owe a lot to, because it is a lot. There's a lot going on.
No, 100%.
And even just keeping your cool when the party starts, that's already a huge challenge, right? Because you want to be like, guys, come on.
No, for sure.
But you can't. Do you know what I mean?
That's you want to have a little taste of the next act?
Sure. Horse? It's a high quality horse sound effect you got there.
That's party, bud. 133.
Rolls on.
Where's my beer chair?
Gino.
What? What?
I got an idea. I want us to go somewhere that's going to get your head back to like 1986, 87. You know what I mean?
I don't understand, Joe.
Well, the picture, Wild Horses. I remember when you wrote that song, we were outside a lot. So, listen, just put this blindfold on and get in the car.
It's getting weird, Joe.
Just get in the car.
It's getting weird, Joe. Okay. I have things I want to do.
All right, we're moving. It's going to take a couple minutes. We'll be right over there. I'm telling
you. If I'm not home for the House Hunters International Marathon tonight, I'm going to be pissed.
You will. It's going to take a couple hours tops.
Okay, because there's a couple looking for an open concept house with good, clean flow and outdoor living space as well. And I want to see what happens.
Okay, Gino, okay, walk in this way. Come here. Okay, well, here
this we are. Is stupid, Joe. What are we doing?
We're here, okay. Just, you hear that? Hear that sound?
No?
We're at a horse farm. Wild horses. Let's go for a horse ride.
Because of wild horses?
Yeah.
Joe, it's a little on the nose.
Okay, let's go, like, come on, get on a ride. Let's go quick ride. Here's a horse, come on. Put on the stuff.
This is stupid.
Just put on the saddle, get on the saddle here.
Right now, Masters of Flip is on, and then there's two episodes of Hometown, so you have an hour and 20 minutes.
Hey.
That I will indulge you for, but then I'm going back home.
Oh, you look good on that horse, Gino. It looks pretty good on you.
It actually feels pretty good.
Hey. Whoa. Hey. This one's a bit crazy, Gino. Oh, man, this thing's got gas.
What?
Did you hear that?
No.
Oh! Gino, Gino, this horse is getting crazy.
What was yours? Let me go ahead of you.
Okay.
I don't want to walk behind you with your gaseous horse.
All right.
Why don't you and your sound effects come behind me?
Okay. It's getting kind of tough. Whoa.
What's it doing now? Oh, okay. So your horse is rearing up?
Okay. I think it's good. I think we're okay. Okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah. All right, see?
This is, so far, this is not relaxing, just for what it's worth.
This isn't bad.
Isn't it?
Okay, so, listen, I got the studio booked next week.
Why didn't you drag me out to this trail to talk about the studio?
Just look out there, look over there, and think about the song we're gonna write. What are we doing right now?
We are wasting time?
Yeah, but we're on horses, Gino.
Joe, I'm worried about you. What happens if you get angry and you pass out on a horse? Then what's going to happen?
How can I pass out? I'm having the best time of my life. Look, I even have a couple Brio here.
Is this a good time, Joe?
And here's some Calibre Sauce. Ma sausage.
I have tiny horse hairs on the inside of my pants.
Oh, well, why don't you take a rip of Brio? Hey, Gino!
I'm Gino! Trying to guess by the sound effect what's going on, Joe. Are you okay?
Gino! Gino!
If this doesn't end with him in a neck brace, what was the point of this?
Toss World, slow down!
Joe, Gino! Are you okay?
It won't slow down!
Well, it turns out, looking at you, wild horses could drag you away.
Hey! Oh, hey! It finally slowed down.
I hear that.
Gino, that was a bad idea bringing this horse over here.
Hey, we finally agree on something.
Let's go home.
Great idea. Do you want to watch House Hunters International with me?
That sounds like a good idea, Gino.
Here's what the story. There's a couple. She wants a big place. He's worried about their budget. You won't believe what happens.
I can't wait.
It's a study in compromise, Joe. Something that you could use a bit of.
I made a mistake. I'm sorry, Gino.
Yeah, you should be.
How stupid was that?
I love sound effect theater. Horse. Let the sound effects dictate what the story is.
I know, that's classic.
Classic!
Fun with sound effects.
Like the woman who sings the last line in the sentence.
Hey, you know, I saw that movie, Keanu. Have you heard about that?
I've heard about it, but I don't know anything about it.
The Key and Peele guys?
How is it?
It's pretty funny, like solid funny, but there's a scene in it where, like, the one guy, the taller cat, is in the George Michael Faith video. And he's like, just like, he takes some drug that the movie's about there. It's a crazy drug that's called Holy Shit or something that gets you really out of your mind to the point where he tries it and he's actually in the George Michael Faith video, and it's just a really funny scene. Check it out.
I want to see it for that alone.
Yeah, I bet you'll laugh. Just do me a favor.
Check it
Watch
out.
Watch it. You'll enjoy it.
In the under the umbrella category of movies, how about Jessica Chastain? Did you hear that story today?
What's that?
She was doing a movie with Octavia Spencer. Octavia Spencer was offered a paltry sum to be in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And Jessica Chastain said, not on my watch. So they approached Universal together, took a package deal. Like, Chastain's participation in the movie was hinging on Octavia's participation in the movie. And they split the bundle. And Octavia got 500% more salary because of what Jessica Chastain did.
That's a great move.
Canadianity, hopefully. Right there, bud.
Yeah, hopefully I see more of that.
I love that.
Because wasn't Mark Wahlberg got this huge pay difference, and then he found out about it, or people found out about it, and apparently he took a $1.5 million to have Christopher Plummer in the movie because he didn't want him that much.
That was kind of greasy.
Yeah, and then he had to make a donation to charity in that sum just to kind of save face. But that's bullshit, man.
He kind of got busted and had to do the right thing as opposed to doing the right thing. In the same way that sometimes after people are caught doing bad things, they're saying, now I'm going to use this time to reflect on some changes I need to make. It's like, should have reflected before that happened, Buck.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
But yes, Michelle Williams got paid, $0 for doing reshoots. Oh, that was it, because Kevin Spacey was in the movie.
That's right, the reshoots.
Yeah. Here's a good question from the mailbag. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
Tyler Conium. We've gotten 133 episodes of hilarity, insight, genuine emotion, and fun. What have you buds gotten out of this experience?
Well, I think the whole reason it started would be an example of why we started it. You know what I mean? We wanted to do something that was kind of missing in our own lives, that was fun and a collaborative, and something that we do have done in past work. and this whole thing is designed on our comfort level as people and our families, and it just like it's a business that exists on all of those things. So it couldn't be any better that it's actually been successful enough for people to enjoy it. So don't even, I wouldn't even think that there's anything that we would get out of it other than just the joy of doing it and the fact that people like it, you know?
I think it's, for me, one of the things that I love about doing it is the only thing something needs to get in the show is that both of us want to do it. There are no network executives. Nobody's giving us notes on anything. Nobody's saying, try it again. Some of the stuff doesn't work, but some of it works great. And I love that it can be all the things we are, which is family dudes and funny guys, hopefully, and serious sometimes.
Stupid.
Stupid. I like that it's a forum in which we can do all of those things.
Yeah.
But as we've said before, the emails from people saying, makes me laugh is great. The ones that, you know, people send saying I'm going through a really hard time and the pod really helps, that is something that I can say I've gotten out of it in ways that, you know, fill my heart, make me feel really good.
Yeah, for sure.
And is incentive to keep on going, because sometimes it just feels like a stupid phone conversation, and sometimes it is. But sometimes it really resonates with people and really lands. So there you go.
There you go. Nice one.
What's your most awkward fan meeting from Darth Regis?
That's not happened yet.
I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't really have one.
I would say it's impossible, but you never know. But it hasn't happened yet, that's for sure.
Yeah. I think the way I look at it is if people take half an hour a week to watch a show I'm on, I can take 10 seconds to say thank you. And most of the time, people just want to say, like, hey, thanks for doing that thing, or I saw that thing, or I listened to this song when I was here, right? I'm sure that's your experience.
Can I jump to one? I got them up here, too.
Yeah.
From Peg Gordon.
Yeah.
How are Ronnie Burl and the real life Bonnie all doing?
Well, maybe I'll start.
You start with Bonnie, yeah.
The real life Bonnie, whose name is Joyce, is doing extremely well. We went to see her last week, and like, this is Bonnie. Every time she goes to the superstore, she asks for extra coloring pages. So when my girls come over, there are coloring pages for them to do.
Awesome.
Like, she's that, and she's 90 years old, and she lives alone, and she's fit and vital and opinionated and likes a small one before dinner to get her appetite up, and I should be so lucky as to live on my own when I'm 90.
We got to do a little bit more of what Bonnie's doing.
Ew.
She's actually very active-minded, though, right? She's on when she gets up and full on the whole day, right?
Yeah, she really is. She's very lucid and present. I mean, if I'm being honest, her hearing is not the best it's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
But you certainly can't confuse that for doesn't get what's going on. She watches CNN and she reads the paper and she wants to talk about stuff and has opinions big time.
Cool.
It's pretty neat. I mean, she still drives at 90. She has a car and drives around town on a big gold boat.
I love that.
Yeah.
She's the best.
She's the best.
So Ronnie and Burl, I guess it's been a rough couple of weeks. My mom has kind of gained a bad, like, it's developed dementia. It's gotten worse, you know, so she had to stop driving. So we right now we're in the transition of getting them to sell the house up north and get them somewhere better. So that's what's going on there. I mean, she's okay, you know. It's one of those things that and Jonathan, you know better than anybody how, you know, these kind of situations are. It's mostly about trying to keep her positive and keep her happy because she's awesome and she's, you know, content and enjoying being with my dad when they're together and stuff. So it's not like a situation where she's fearful or paranoid or anything. So, and my dad's, he's doing better. He's still dealing with the COPD. That's not going to get any easier, but he has to just kind of he's on newer medication, so that's good. But we, you know, getting them to a more central location that's easier to access things and have people come visit them quickly, and if something were to happen, have help right away has to happen. So that'll happen in the next couple of months. So little transition, but they're hanging in there, Ronnie and Burley.
I applaud and admire your candor and willingness to share and talk about that, because, I mean, I know there are buds going through the same thing, transitional periods with their parents. Mm-hmm. People know that I went through that last year, and it is an imperfect science, and it is something that can suddenly sneak up on you, and you have to make decisions quickly, and you're lucky to have your siblings to partner up with. I know one of the things that my sister and I did that really helped was we divided and conquered. So
yeah,
it wasn't scramble and panic. Anytime something came up, we had very clear domains.
Yeah.
Well, that's she was medical
for sure.
And I was like business and life stuff. And even having those kind of lines in the sand helped our zone coverage.
Yeah. That's Jenny, my sister, and Jetson. And, obviously, the support of James, but we're all kind of getting together and doing everything to get stuff rolling, and it'll be better because of all of us helping, you know, as opposed to not. But it's life. Life kind of likes to interrupt things all the time with craziness, and this is one of those things. But at least their health is okay. You know, it's not like they're deteriorating or anything right now. So,
and they have you guys, and they have each other, which is huge.
Yeah, for sure. I can't imagine if someone didn't have anybody, you know, if in that situation, in either of their situation. So
that's, I know, the it's the wrestling match between leaving them in their own place, which is probably their preference.
Actually, yeah, at this point, they need a lot of care coming to visit, if that's the case. So that we're trying to find a place close enough to a hospital where, you know, nurses can come on a regular basis.
Awesome.
So for sure. That's got the way it has to be, for sure, to make it easier for them.
It's also it's not fun to deal with, and it's new territory for everybody, but it is also the natural order of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our parents get older, they become our responsibility in some ways. Our kids get older, we become theirs. It is real life stuff, and I'm sorry that you're going through it, but it sounds like you have a handle on it.
Yeah. Yeah, we're rolling.
Burling along.
It's hot.
Funniest Canadian mask you guys have ever met. Tough one.
Yeah, because there's some funny people that you meet in the most remote places. I don't know. I think I'm lucky enough to surround myself with pretty funny people. My buddy Alex is pretty damn funny. Jetson, my brother, makes me really laugh.
Does he?
Yeah, he's hilarious.
Because you guys have a shared history and you can say a lot with just a glance? Or because, like, if you met him today, would you think he was funny?
Oh, yeah, no, if I was, like, out with him one night, I'd be like, this guy's hilarious. Yeah, my sister Jenny's funny, too. James is funny in his own, you know, maddening way with his smartness, with his big, big words.
That's his beat? He's Mr. Big Word Guy?
He's a poet through and through, so that comes through when he's out.
But yeah. It's a tough one. There are so many. I've been lucky enough to work with so many funny people, you included. Rob Wells from Trailer Park Boys always made me laugh.
He's funny, man.
Really funny. Jacob Tierney, who directs Letterkenny, is a really funny cat. Jared is a really funny cat.
Yep.
On that show. Some of the Kids in the Hall guys are super funny. Mark Forward's really funny. I feel like I'm missing everybody. I did Wipeout Canada with a guy named Ennis Esmer, who you might know. He's on Blind Spot.
Mm-hmm.
And he is just fundamentally a funny dude. He's a funny character, like in real life, and also the things that he says are funny. He'd probably be on that list. There's a lot, is the short answer.
John Dunsworth. There's a funny man.
John Dunsworth was a funny man, and yet not like, I got a one-liner for you funny.
No, like I'm selling this line.
Right? Yeah, like that's the thing. Comedic performer and funny in a room and funny stand-up comic. Like Jerry D makes me laugh. His stand-up is funny. But then there are other guys that are like just at a dinner party funny, and that's a different set of muscles.
Brent Butt's a funny man.
Yeah, that's he is. He's really funny. He is really funny. And then there, I mean...
But he's not the kind of guy that would be like Jim Carrey, Robin Williams, like drive you crazy with jokes. He's just very subtly cool.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Matt Wright, as a writer on 22 Minutes and a stand-up comic from Newfoundland, he really makes me laugh.
Peter Anthony's I feel like, funny, bud.
Huh?
Peter Anthony.
Peter Anthony's funny. Critch is funny. I feel like this is such a can of worms. Susan Kent on 22 Minutes.
Jay and Dan are funny boys.
Yeah. Susan Kent is an unbelievable sketch performer, and that's its own other bag of tricks. The women on Baroness once. Okay, everybody in Canada's funny.
Here we go. That's it. Whole world.
We'll take a break, and we'll take some more of your questions, Bods.
Zippity boobies.
Be right back, Bods.
You're listening to East Coast FM. I'm Trent Parson-Brown. Our topic today, how windy is it where you're at? And we have a call from Kirby in Meat Cove. Kirby, you're on the air. How windy is it where you're at?
Yeah, it's pretty windy out there.
It sounds windy.
Yeah.
Are the barn doors blowing around?
No.
So it's not that windy?
Yeah, a few leaves off the trees.
So it still is windy?
Pretty windy.
Thanks for your call, Kirby.
No problem.
Let's go right back to the phones. Joining us now on the line is it Cassie or it's Casey from Yarmouth?
Yeah, that's Kathy.
Cassie.
Yeah.
And Cassie, how windy is it where you're at?
I said Kathy.
Kathy. My apologies, Kathy rather. Kathy, how windy is it in your mouth, Yarmouth?
Well,
Kathy, how windy is it in Yarmouth?
It's not very windy at all.
It's not, eh?
No.
Any white caps on the water to be seen down there?
No, there's a little bit of that.
No.
That's about it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Kathy, would you like to say hi to anyone listening while I have you?
Yeah, I'd like to say Olivia and Billie Jean at the Jean Club.
Isn't that great? Okay, well, thanks for your call, Kathy.
That's Thank you.
Kathy calling from Yarmouth. It's not very windy where she is. But now we have Trent from Sherbrooke. Trent, you're on the air. How windy is it where you're at?
Oh, it's really windy out there. I wouldn't go out if I were you. She's windier than, so windy it wouldn't be respectful to go out with a dress on.
Oh, I see. Because the wind could blow up the dress and maybe you could see someone's advertising that they weren't trying to advertise?
Advertising, underwear, everything. Just don't go out. It's windy out there. Thanks.
Have you... Oh, Trent, I guess he's gone. Okay. Colin from Sheet Harbor. You're on the air. How windy is it where you're at?
Let me check.
Didn't check before you called?
You want me to look?
Yeah, maybe now's a good time.
Hang on. The radio's on, man.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you to turn off your radio.
What?
Just turn. Could you turn down your radio, please, and answer the question, how windy is it where you're at?
It's off. What? You want to tell me to go to talk about what?
No, I just how windy is it, I guess, is the question we're asking.
I'll have to check. Hang on.
Okay. Would be a shame if we lost your call.
I'm at the door.
And how windy is it where you're at?
Kind of windy.
Thank you for your call. We appreciate it.
It's kind of windy. Thanks.
There's only an hour and 47 minutes left in our two-hour phone-in. How windy is it where you're at? We'll take a break and be right back on East Coast FM. Here's a good question from Darcy Cudmore, speaking of the East Coast.
Yeah.
Let's hear best concert you guys have ever been to atmosphere-wise. Band was on, crowd was given, or good times were had.
Alert, alert.
Anna just walked in for an alert, alert.
Alert, 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 alert.
She's been homesick with a sore throat.
What?
Yeah.
2018 has not been good to our children sickness-wise.
I know. So what was this? It was about best party?
Or best concert show you've ever been to.
Best concert?
Band was on, crowd was given her, good times were had.
Best concert. I don't know. There's some classics. I mean, I enjoyed the Roger Waters show a few months back. That was awesome. But, I mean, like, recent history. I don't know. You go first, and I'll think of something.
Police at the Canada Centre.
You're going to say Bruce Hornsby in the Range, lighten it up.
Hornsby at L.L. Bean.
Yeah.
And Front Row Centre, Dire Straits, on the On Every Street tour.
Even though they had no sound.
Yeah, it was a little quiet, the Bruce Hornsby show, I won't lie. Dire Straits, Front Row Center. Lightfoot at the Ryman was still pretty awesome.
Yeah, just to see him?
Yep. And I'm going to tell you something. There's a country duo called Sugarland. And we've seen them two or three times. And Jennifer Nettles is the lead singer. She's phenomenal. And they do fun covers of songs that you and I would remember.
Like, I saw some classic concerts that, you know, of bands that were great.
Like who?
Like Radiohead at Varsity Stadium in Toronto, on the Benz, I think. That was insane.
Yeah.
And then Soundgarden, that same year. Woodstock was crazy just for anybody.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Just to see that many people is nuts.
Did you get to stick around and watch any other bands at Woodstock?
Well, no, because the night we played was the fires and all the craziness.
What are you?
What are you?
What are you?
What are you?
Arkell is at the Riverfront Jubilee in New Glasgow.
That was horny.
That show was lit AF.
I saw Lou Reed at Massey Hall. That was great.
I saw Gord at Massey Hall. That was sick. So you did not stick around to watch any other bands play at Woodstock?
Not really.
Were you choppered in?
I was there the night before, though, so I saw Rage Against the Machine and Metallica, so that was enough.
What are you?
I'm trying to think. I saw Oasis at the Phoenix. That was pretty good.
Was there any fighting on stage?
No, but there at the end of the show, you could tell that was right before they sacked the first drummer, and they were like throwing the curtain on top of his head while he was trying to play the end of the song. I think it was Live Forever. He was like couldn't finish it because they were like throwing the curtain on his head. Like that's how much they were hating him.
How bad was he?
Wasn't that. I just think they didn't get along anymore, and he was the first guy to go. You know how,
right.
You know how it goes whenever,
they gave him the old, what are you?
Yeah, what are you? What are you do anyway?
Carol and I saw Fun at Radio City Music Hall. That Nate Roos is a great singer, and Jack Antonoff is a great guitar player. Mm-hmm. Sold out. That was a great show. Fun venue. Good night.
Ben Harper at the Vogue when he was just sitting by himself. That was pretty cool. I'd never seen him before that. That was on his first record. In 93. That was pretty cool.
Wicked. There are a lot of them, is the short answer. I would put Blue Rodeo at Fred Rock up there.
That was good times.
It was a great time because, like we said at the time, it was like, you think Blue Rodeo, they're great. And then they play nonstop hits for 2.5 hours.
Yeah. I do have to say Alice in Chains at Lollapalooza 94 was quite the show.
I bet.
That Lane Staley was one of the, I'd say, probably in my opinion, because the only one I witnessed of singers was got to be the best singer in terms of vocal ability, in terms of being able to sing in key, was Lane Staley.
Really?
Sure. Oh, man. No matter what, that guy just would sing perfect.
I guess that's pretty hard, isn't it?
I think that's probably why he got so messed up, was because he still could maintain what he was supposed to do, which was sing.
Right.
But everything else was just falling apart around him. But yeah, even at that last unplugged, he's like completely a mess on heroin, and yet he's just crushing every song.
Heroin won't hurt you.
Nah, just a little dabble, do you?
Totally joking. So is a revisit to the park completely positively negative forever and ever? That's from Melissa. I assume she's asking whether I'd ever return as J-Rock. The answer to that is no.
Yeah, that's up there with will you ever return to OLP or a cameo or one of those things like on stage? No.
I think it's a no.
I don't even have to think.
So OLP is going out with Matt Good. Does that make you feel like, oh, man?
Yeah, I want to go check out the show. No. That's that. I mean, does you want to go like hang out on the set of season 13 or 14? No. Or, you know what I mean? It's just...
So yeah. Have you watched any video of the band since you left?
I never was watching them when I was really there.
Well, it's like funny because
once something was finished, the only time I'd listen to something was to like kind of
learn it,
remember it, and get it. But that was like not a big situation. That was like listen to the song and then boom.
Isn't that funny? Because I have never watched seasons. I don't know.
Why would you?
8, 9, or 10 of Trailer Park?
Unless you were doing them live, you wouldn't.
But I was in those.
I haven't even listened to the last couple records I made with
Arlene. Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm more of a shuffle music kind of guy anyway, but I certainly don't want to listen to that.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't throw on the old ones, you know, either. Maybe if I was at a party, I wouldn't tell someone to turn it off. But I've been in a place where someone would be like, hey, like looking at you while they're playing your music. And it's like, that's like not, I'm not feeling that move at all. Some people think it's a great thing. I guess some people want that. There are, how come you're not playing my music, guys?
So are you at the point where you are proud of what you did, but it was just time to move on? Or are you not there yet?
Well, why wouldn't I be proud of it? I'm totally proud of it, for sure.
I guess because I've
already moved on.
Yeah, I guess because sometimes, like, you know, with emotion around a decision to leave or something, you can't. You're too close to it to even.
Not when you do it for 21 years. Remember the good times. When you do something for 21 years, you're just there's no like. It's just you know when you know, and that's when you know.
Yeah. Same with Trailer Park, man. I look back and I'm really proud of what I did on that show, and it was really fun. And some of my most fun moments, career wise, were on that show. Like, of course, what was not to like about it? It was really fun, but it was also just really time to go.
Yeah, no, I agree with every point you made, but
why does JR hate Bono so much?
Oh, someone asked that.
Yeah, Stuart Andrey.
Well, I just think he's like the type of guy where he just can't get enough attention, and it's just way too obvious, you know, where, and, you know, he's one of those guys that when he's on his own time, he's rolling in Ibiza and hanging with his rich buddies on fancy boats and always staying at the tops of hotels with the floors all rented out and, you know, everything's first class, 5-star every single day, and yet, you know, he's kind of always talking about poverty-stricken countries, and I understand he's done a lot for AIDS, and it's great, and it's fantastic, but, it's just a real unbalanced scale, and when I go to their shows now, I just feel like he expects some kind of experience that's more than a rock concert, where I don't believe that's valid to even ask people of that. To think you're at church or something, you know, like he expects.
So that's what you think it is? He expects more of the audience?
Well, I don't know. I guess because he's been getting that for so long that it has to happen or else he doesn't get it up.
Right. Know?
So I think that probably happens in his normal life too, where everything has to be rolling on that level. Like who knows how much money they spend a month or he spends a month, but I'm sure it's enough to say, like, I eventually have to get back on the road, because even Elton John had to, you know, go back on tour to make money.
When you're 300 spending... show farewell tour.
Yeah, you hear about, and those, and U2 is one of those bands that really put a lot into their shows. They spend shitloads on production to the point where they don't make as much money. They do make tons, but it's not, they could probably make double if they actually just did, you know, simple lights and stage, like Pearl Jam or something like that. They could probably make money hand over fist more, but they actually put money back into the show, and I respect that, but that's why they, I think they need to roll in stadiums and 747s, and everything's just so big, you know?
Did you guys ever private jet it?
No.
No. From I, Ryan
I've
Murphy. On,
the only time I've private jetted it was other people, like, just partying.
Yeah, so. Right.
Yeah.
Like the Vegas to Los Angeles?
Yeah, well, one time I went with Avery and Chris Chelios to from Detroit to Chicago to a Pearl Jam show just to hang out there, and
no,
it was fun. Yeah, it was great.
So who has that kind of dough, Chelios?
We all pitched in for the plane.
What'd that run you?
Oh, I think he paid the lion's share, and it was like, give us a grand or a couple grand, one of those things. But I'm sure it was probably 20, at least 25.
I so think
certainly didn't check in.
You're right. You're like, I'll give you $60.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, they used to do this crazy game, like,
oh, like Chris Draper, Iserman, Brett Hall, all these like super loaded but awesome guys at dinner, and then like, let's put your credit card in and credit card roulette where the waiter or waitress takes one.
Oh.
One of the cards, and you don't know who it is. I think I got dinged for that once, like $1,300 bill.
No way.
Yeah. I'm like, guys, I can't do this like you guys. It's not the same. Yeah, it is. Ha ha ha. Pat on the back.
Credit card roulette. From Ryan Murphy, what's your go-to golf course? I need a glimpse of summer in these winter doldrums.
Dogs going insane outside. The National. That's my favorite. I just love that golf course. This is all I'm talking about, just the golf course. If I could play a golf course, that to me is the way it is, and the way it's maintained, and just the it's perfect.
I'm going to say the links at Crowbush Cove and PEI, because nice, if times. I'm playing at Crowbush, means I'm probably having monkey knots for supper from the Canton. And
did
it's
you play
also
there
beautiful.
Growing up a couple times?
What?
Did you ever play there growing up?
Not growing up. I was grown up by the time it was made, but my first ever job was at the Stanhope Golf and Country Club in PEI. Isn't picking up balls on the driving range in exchange for chippies.
Highland Links is old, though.
Right? That's the one in Cape Breton, isn't it?
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
there are a bunch of links courses in Cape Breton, and I am ashamed to say I have yet to play
them. That's one. Yeah, the Cabot Links is one trip that I want to do. Maybe we should do that together.
Maybe that should be our 150.
Yeah. The Cabot Links. Because we actually got an invite from the bod there that works in there.
Girl.
The pro shop bods or associates.
That would be a fun trip, wouldn't it?
I'd say.
Are we going to see another East Coast tour from Mitch Cameron? Yes, absolutely. Our plan is to, just to deal you guys in, our plan is to, every few months, do 5 or 6 dates in a different part of the country.
Yep.
So the next thing that'll come up is we're going to announce some Ontario dates for May.
Yep.
And we'll do that, I think, in the next couple of weeks, right, bud?
We're just about to announce that. It'll be great times. And we'll be kind of, like you said, we'll be announcing probably fall shows after that. And we're literally be at any point in the country, I would think once, maybe twice a year, the way we're rolling.
That's what I would think. The Funk, Random Funk, asks, any chance we go back in the booth? What does the Spin Doctors do doing these days? Him with Ray Parker Jr. had me in tears. Is in the booth? Is that how Donovan started?
Just nonstop.
It brings me so much joy when the Spin Doctors come on if you're in Giant Tiger or something. GT
you saw him in public and you're like, hey, right in front of him?
Wouldn't you?
Well, no, I wouldn't. But I mean,
imagine having to suffer through that.
That'd be up there with like, sha la la la.
Like, hey, wait a sec. Aren't you the ba-do-ba-dip, ba-do-ba-dip, ba-dip, 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 guy?
You come out of the bathroom waving your hands, getting them dry. Hey, wait a second. Aren't you sit-up-a-dup, ba-ba-dup, ba-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba? Is that like Burger King?
If I was that guy, I would make people do it, though. Hey, aren't you, aren't you the guy who, what's that now? You know, aren't you, ba-da-ba-dip,
I think that's the best part, is that it's like three quarters or two quarters away in. And you're like, ba-da-ba-dip.
Okay, you be the spin doctor's guy coming out of the bathroom.
Okay.
Hey, aren't you, you know, what? From the, with the lopey sweater and the, you know, the, you know, the, aren't you that guy, the, you know, the biddy 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 biddy.
I love it when you gotta go into the long one.
Okay, be Richie Valens coming out of the bathroom.
Richie Valens?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey!
Hey, aren't
you? Are you who I think you are?
Yeah!
Aren't you a balalabarlabampa? Balabarlabampa, Montisere. Hey, aren't you, from the Gypsy Kings?
What?
Aren't you Joby, Joba, Joby?
Who the hell is that?
The Gypsy Kings.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Bambaleo! Bambaleo!
That's my new favorite thing. Hey, aren't you? Do, 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 do. I know as much as true. Guy?
Hey, aren't you?
Stop to add guy at the end?
Aren't you? Shut up, pop, pop, a do way. Shut up, pop, pop, a do way.
Hey, aren't you? Bop. Bozy, bozy, bop. Zitty, bop. Guy? The guy is the hardest part at the end.
Oh. Ah, that's that.
Good chatting, bud.
Good chatting, bud. Boom, gong, gang, go, get, ding, gong. Ju, boom, bounce. Do, 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 do,